that's fundamentally more fun.
You're listening to The Naked Scientist, and now it's time to tune up with Dave and see if his theory translates into beautiful music.
Welcome back to this week's musical Kitchen Science, where I have got my guitar out for the first time in ages, but Dave is trying to better me by building his own musical instrument. Take us through again how you've actually built this.
Well, I've got two strings. Obviously, it's a stringed instrument. I've tied them to one end of the table, and I've added a weight onto the other end. I'm just using a plastic bottle. And then I've just lifted them off the table with two blocks of wood, one at each end for each string. One of them I've attached to the end of the table, and the other one can slide along the table so I can change the string's length.
So how does it actually sound?
We'll try one here, if we listen to it. It's never going to be the most impressive instrument in the world. People have spent thousands of years optimising them, and I've spent an afternoon. But as you can hear, that one's a very low pitch.
Yes, it's very low and quite sort of flappy.
Yes, at the moment we've got very, very little weight on the end, so it's got very, very little tension. And as we were talking about earlier, if you change tension, we should be able to change the pitch. So we'll try adding a bit of water into that bottle.
Okay, so we'll pour some water in now. And this is a bit like me turning the tuning pegs on my guitar. It adds more tension to the string, and so it should make the note that the string makes go a bit higher. Let's see how it sounds. That's an awful lot better. It's much more musical.
That's a good sign. We're obviously getting something like a real instrument.
Why is it that adding some tension has actually made the note higher?
Well, sound is vibrations in the air, so all forms of musical instruments are all about vibrations. The vibration in a stringed instrument is obviously the string vibrating backwards and forwards. If I pluck it, you can actually see it moving. Basically, what happens is when you move the string in one direction, if you push it gently, you can feel it pushing you back because of the tension in the string. So if you push it in one direction, it's going to move back to try and straighten itself out. By the time it gets back to the middle, it's going quite fast. It's got quite a lot of momentum, overshoots, goes the other way, and so it vibrates backwards and forwards and makes a sound.
So plucking the string makes it vibrate back and forth, and that makes the air vibrate, and that vibrating air gets to our ears as sound.
Yes, and the more tension you put into the string, as I push down, the bigger the force is returning it, so the quicker it's going to get there, so the quicker it's going to vibrate, and the higher the pitch.
So now that we've changed the tension, what else can we do to change the note? How do we tune this?
Well, one other thing we could do is change the string. Heavier strings will vibrate more slowly because there's more mass to move backwards and forwards.
And this is why bass guitar strings or double bass strings are much thicker, heavier strings than, say, on a normal guitar.
Yeah, that's right.
But we've already got our string set up. We don't really want to have to replace it with heavier string. What else can we do?
We can change the length. So start plucking this and move the block. You should hear a difference.
But how is a shorter string a higher frequency?
Well, if you have a shorter string, it feels stiffer. And because it's stiffer, it's going to vibrate faster and you get a higher pitch.
OK, so strings under more tension, or strings that are shorter, will vibrate at a higher frequency and give us a higher pitch. But earlier on, you set yourself the challenge of actually tuning this. So you have two strings, and you want a nice harmony from it, but you're not allowed to do what I would do with my guitar and just tweak the tuning until it sounds right. How are you going to make this sound good?
Well, when a string vibrates, it doesn't just vibrate in the obvious way, forming a C-shape in one direction, straightening out, then a C-shape in the other direction. It can actually vibrate in all sorts of other ways. It could form an S-shape, or you could have a thing with three curves in it, or four curves, or five curves. When you pluck a string, you create lots of these different modes of vibration all at the same time. And the higher modes, the ones with more curves in them, are a higher pitch. Because if I try and bend this string into an S-shape, it's the equivalent of trying to bend it into two smaller C-shapes. Different instruments have different selections of these harmonic frequencies and give a different timbre of sound, so they sound different.
So how does that help you with making your two strings sound good together?
Well, notes that sound good together tend to have some of their harmonies which are exactly the same pitch, and so your ear, for some reason, decides these are a good sound and you like them.
So the higher frequency harmonics of two different notes, if they're quite similar, then the notes should sound good together, but I still don't see how this means that you can make a nice harmony from your two strings.
Well, if I get the tension of the two strings identical, all I've got to do is pick two lengths where, say, the second harmonic of one is going to be exactly the same pitch as the third harmonic of the other. So if I make one 30 centimetres long and I make the other one 20 centimetres long, they should, in theory, sound good together.
So we've measured the weight in our bottle, so we know that both strings will be under exactly the same tension. And now we need to measure the strings themselves. So how long is your first string?
The first string is 60 centimetres long exactly.
Very nice, I like it. And how long will you make your second string?
Well, the easiest harmonic to do would be just two-thirds of that length, so I'm going to go for 40 centimetres long.
OK, well, let's measure this out at 40 centimetres. And if the theory is correct, then as long as the second string is two-thirds the length of the first, then we should find that it's quite a nice harmony. And this is the moment of truth, of course. Will this be harmony or horrible discord? Dave, here we go. I am impressed. So knowing the maths and the way that different frequencies work together has enabled you to build a two-stringed, one-chord instrument. Well, that's all we have for this week's Musical Kitchen Science. There are actually plenty more experiments to do with sound on our website at thenakedscientist.com/kitchenscience, including things like why it is that blowing across the top of a bottle makes music, or even how you can get very pretty harmonies out of a normal table knife. Dave will be live in the studio with another experiment for you to try out next week.
I must say, I'm really impressed. But I'm not quite sure that I'd rush out and buy Dave's latest single, but he definitely managed to build an instrument that produced harmony. Well done. Dave will put more of these frequencies and harmonics and how they work together on the